Welcome back. Today we're building one of the most classic old-school drum and bass tricks, top loop texture blending, because here's the secret a lot of beginners miss. Those early jungle and DNB drums usually aren't one perfect break that does everything. It's more like a main break that gives you punch and identity, plus a second loop sitting behind it that adds air, grit, shuffle, little ghost hits, room noise, maybe even vinyl crackle. That second loop is the top texture when you do it right. The drums feel like they're rolling faster, like they've got history, like they've been resampled a few times, but your kick and snare still hit hard and clean. By the end of this lesson, you'll have two layers, a main break and a top texture loop, and a simple stock Ableton chain that makes the top layer sit behind the main one, stay controlled, and still feel alive. All right, let's set up. First, tempo. Put your project at 170 to 174 BPM. I like 172 for this kind of vibe. Set your grid to 1/16, because we're working in that DNB micro timing zone. Now create two audio tracks. Name the first one main break. Name the second top texture. And yes, color code them. Future you will be grateful once the project gets busy. Next, choose your loops. For your main break, grab something with a strong kick and snare identity. Amen style. Think style, hot pants, anything that has a face. That's the layer that owns the body and the punch. For your top texture, don't overthink quality. You're not looking for a perfect drum loop. You're looking for character. Busy hats, ride wash, shuffly percussion, mic bleed, room tone, ghost notes, noisy grit. Sometimes a messy loop is better because we're going to carve it into a texture layer. Quick coaching test. If you solo the top loop and it sounds like it could be the main drums by itself, it might be too main. You want a loop that feels incomplete on its own, but perfect when stacked. Now, warp both clips. In Ableton, for breaks, try warp in beats mode first. Set preserve to transients. If it gets crunchy in an ugly way, try complex, but be aware complex can smear transients a bit. The goal is, it still feels like a break, not like it's been chewed into metallic hats. Once warped, align the bar starts. Make sure both clips actually start where the groove starts, not halfway into a transient. This alone fixes so many "why does this feel off" issues. Now we tighten timing. Play both loops together. Listen for flamming, especially on snares and hats. If the top loop feels like it's dragging behind the main break, go to track delay and nudge it earlier. Try -5 milliseconds, then -10, even -20 if needed. If the top loop feels too on top, jittery, like it's poking out of the speakers, nudge it later, +5 to +15 milliseconds. Teacher tip, don't try to fix groove problems with EQ first. Sometimes the clip start or a tiny offset is the entire problem. A few milliseconds can restore bounce instantly. Okay, now the core of the lesson. Carving the top loop so it behaves like a texture layer. On the top texture track, build the stock device chain in order. EQ8, then drum bus or saturator, then a compressor or glue compressor, then utility, and then reverb as an optional final touch. Let's do EQ8 first. Turn on a high-pass filter. Start around 350 Hz. You can go anywhere from 250 to 500 depending on the loop, but 350 is a great starting point. Use a steep slope, 24 or even 48 dB per octave, because we want clean separation. The main break owns the low end and the body. The top loop should not be sneaking kicks, low percussion, or boxy room tone into your mix. Now check harshness. Sweep around 6 to 10 kHz. If it gets spitty or painful, do a gentle dip, like -2 to -5 dB with a moderate Q. If after high pass it feels too dull, you can add a tiny high shelf, +1 to +3 dB around 10 to 12 kHz. Small moves. We're shaping a layer, not mastering a record. Next, add grit and glue. Drop on drum bus. Set drive somewhere between 5 and 15%. Start at 8. Add a little crunch, maybe 3 to 5%. Keep boom off, or extremely low, because we already removed the lows. If the hats get too bright, use damp, around 5 to 20%. The sound you're aiming for is that slightly chewed, resampled texture. Not a huge distortion effect. More like it lived on a sampler or got bounced to tape and back. If you prefer saturator instead, set it to analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. Again, subtle. Now we control peaks. This part is massive. A top loop can have random hat spikes that jump out and stab your ear. If you don't control that, you'll keep the texture too quiet, and it'll never do its job. So we compress it specifically to tame those spikes so you can turn it up safely. Use glue compressor for vibe. Start with attack at 3 milliseconds. Release at 0.3 seconds or auto. ratio 2 to 1. Lower the threshold until you see around 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Then adjust makeup gain so it matches roughly before and after. If it starts feeling flat and lifeless, you're overdoing it. Back off until it's more like 1 to 2 dB of reduction. We want controlled movement, not a dead loop. Next, utility for width and safety. Turn base mono on and set it around 200 to 300 Hz. Even though we high-passed, this is just a don't surprise me later safety switch. Then widen the texture slightly. Set width to about 120%. You can push 110 to 140, but don't get addicted to wide. Wide hats can turn facey fast. And here's a really useful check. Do a mono test specifically for the tick. For 10 seconds, set utility width to 0%. If your hat energy collapses or gets swirly, reduce width or back off stereo effects like reverb and chorus. Usually the phase problems come from stereo processing, not from the raw loop. Now optional reverb. Only add reverb if the top loop feels too dry and stuck to the speakers. You want a tiny room, not a trance wash. Set decay to 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz so it's darker. Low cut 500 Hz or higher so you're not reintroducing mud. Dry slash wet around 5 to 12%. You should feel space, not hear reverb. Cool. Now we blend levels, and this is where the magic happens. Pull the TOP texture fader all the way down. Play your main break alone for a moment. Lock into what the kick and snare feel like. Now slowly raise the top texture until you miss it when it's gone. Not until it's obvious. A typical zone is that the top texture lands 12 to 20 dB quieter than the main break, depending on the loops. The real test is mute and unmute the top layer. When it's on, you should hear more movement, more detail, more energy. When it's off, the drums feel slightly empty, but the snare and kick should still feel like they belong to the main break, not like they got replaced. Extra coach move. Do a whisper volume check. Turn your speakers or headphones way down until you can barely hear the drums. If the top loop is still clearly obvious as extra hats, it's too loud or too bright. At low volume, the best top textures translate as motion, not as a separate instrument. Now let's make it roll. Option A is groove pool. Grab a swing groove, like a swing 16 or anything MPC-ish, and apply it to the TOP texture clip. Set amount around 30%. Timing 50 to 70. Add a tiny bit of random, like 5 to 15%. That little humanization is where old school energy hides. Important. Apply groove more to the tops than the main break. The main break keeps the identity. The top layer can dance around it. Option B is manual micro edits. Take a 1-bar section of your top loop, duplicate it, and nudge a few hits by a few milliseconds. Don't go crazy. You're not trying to make it off. You're trying to make it feel like a human performance got sampled. Now let's do a simple 8 to 16 bar arrangement so it feels like an actual DNB section, not just a loop. For bars 1 to 8, intro or pre-drop, keep the main break filtered. Put an EQ8 on the main break and low pass at around 6 to 10 kHz so it's darker and restrained. Keep the top texture on, so the listener feels movement building. If you add atmosphere, keep it jungle Y, vinyl noise, airy pads, distant stabs, that kind of thing. At bar 9, the drop. Open the main break back up full spectrum, keep the top texture full, and you can even automate it up by 1 or 2 dB right on the drop for a little lift. Throw in a crash or a ride hit if you want that classic moment. Bars 9 to 16. Keep it evolving with tiny variations. Every 4 bars, do a half bar mute of the top texture, or automate the top loop high pass cutoff from, say, 500 down to 300 Hz to subtly open up the layer over time. Now an optional, very old school trick, resampling. Make a new audio track called Drum Resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm it, and record 8 bars of your full drum blend. Then process that resample lightly. Maybe a tiny EQ tilt, a touch of drum bus drive like 2 to 5%, and a limiter just catching peaks, 1 to 2 dB. This printing step often makes everything feel like it came from one source, like one piece of audio, which is exactly the old sampled break feeling. Let's quickly cover common mistakes so you can avoid the classic traps. If you leave lows in the top loop, you'll get muddy kicks and a weak snare. Fix it with that high pass at 250 to 500, steep slope. If the top loop is too loud, the hats dominate and the snare loses identity. Pull it down until it's felt more than heard. If you don't control peaks, random hats will scream. Use compression for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction as a starting point. If you overdo width, You get facey highs and weak mono playback. Keep it around 100 to 120 if you're unsure, and always mono check. If warp artifacts are ruining the hats, change warp modes or reduce warp markers. Sometimes less warping is more. A couple extra spicy options if you want to push the old school feel. If you want ape dust texture, add redux very gently on the top loop. Try bit reduction around 12 to 14 bit. Keep downsample subtle, and then EQ a little extreme top if it gets fizzy. That can make it feel sampled without sounding like a gimmick. If you want a vinylish wobble without plugins, add Karas Ensemble very lightly, slow rate, tiny amount, low mix. Only on the top texture, not the main break. If you want the tops to get out of the way of the snare, sidechain the top texture to the main break. Put a compressor on the top texture, sidechain input from main break, ratio 2 to 1, fast attack, medium release, and just 1 to 3 dB of ducking on snare hits. That keeps your snare punch clean without turning the texture down permanently. Now a quick 10-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Pick one main break and two different top loops. For each top loop, do the basics, EQ 8 high pass at 350, glue compressor for 2 to 4 dB gain reduction, utility width at 120. Blend it in until you miss it when it's gone. Then export 8 bars of each version and compare which one adds groove without harshness, and which one makes the break feel like it rolls faster. Bonus move. Automate the top loop up by about 1.5 dB in the last few bars before the drop. It's a simple trick, but it creates real momentum. Let's recap. Old school DNB drum energy comes from layering a controlled top texture loop over a strong main break. The formula is consistent. High pass the top loop, add gentle grit, compress to tame spikes, use width carefully and blend it quieter than you think. Then add movement with groove, micro timing and small arrangement mutes or automation. If you tell me what main break you're using and whether you're aiming for 1994 Raga Jungle, 1996 Jump Up or 1998 Tech Step, I can suggest the best types of top loops for that era and where to focus your EQ so it feels period correct.